Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you that are listening. For those of you that are listening in the United States, welcome. To those of you that are listening in Canada and Iraq, I want to welcome you. Welcome Mexico, Indonesia, Philippines. Welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. In every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com, the G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So I want to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother. How's it
God
going,
bless
brother?
You, brother? How's it going today?
Amen. Oh, man, once again, another blessed day. Beautiful day in the Lord. Beautiful sunny day. Not too hot. Praise be to God.
Yes.
And
good day.
Another golden opportunity. Amen. Another opportunity God has given us, brother, to get the word out. And once again, I have to say this again before we start, another golden opportunity to provide some more pain to that devil. And so, therefore,
yes.
Having said that, we thank God for another blessed day in the Lord. Amen. And for those of you listening, we are talking about the Holy Ghost upon. This is part two. And I'm going to turn over to my brother to do the teaching part. And I'm going to come behind him to offer the closing prayer. So take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to loose your Holy Spirit, O Lord God, of light,
yes,
illumination,
Lord.
Understanding,
yes,
O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Father, send
yes,
to the
Lord.
Hearts and minds of all the listeners, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name.
Yes.
Lord God, and send your
in
angels, Lord
Jesus.
God, battle, Lord God, in the heavenlies, Lord Jesus. Father, for the
yes,
minds
Lord.
And hearts of people, Lord God, that are listening. In Jesus Christ's name, that they may not be, hallelujah, interrupted by Satan. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Sir.
Lord God, give them, Lord God, all light, all illumination, all understanding. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I would like to start in 1 Corinthians 7 to the 31st verse.
1 Corinthians, what chapter are we looking at, brother?
First chapter,
okay.
27 to the 31st verse.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 to verse 31. Those of you that have your Bibles, hey, once again, we say unto you, hey, follow along with us. We're not trying to do anything hideous. We want you to see the scriptures for yourself. And for those of you that don't have a Bible, hey, you got a pencil, a piece of paper, jot this thing down. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27, verse 31. The word of God said, but God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God have chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, have God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
Okay. So the reason why Paul wrote this is so he could kind of put a humbling spirit from the in the body of Christ, okay? That they might humble themselves, okay? Sometimes when we get the when we get the Holy Ghost, we feel like we're supercharged, okay?
Amen.
And sometimes we think we're more than we are, okay? And we think we
Amen.
Are, we think we're super spiritual or whatever, okay? That is when we get the Holy Spirit of God in us, okay? And our flesh starts to act up, okay? It starts to get rebellious,
Amen.
Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it thinks, look at all this power that's on me. Look at this. Look at this. The
Amen.
Devil likes people. The devil likes it when you get like that, okay? When he likes it when your flesh pups up. You know, the reason why he likes it, the reason why he likes your flesh puffed up is he can control you, okay? Because if your
yeah.
flesh is puffed, that means it's puffed up for a cause or for a reason. That means that something been put in you to make you puff up,
Amen.
Okay? Like a little lavender the whole lump, okay? A little pride lavender the whole lump too, okay?
Amen.
They got
Amen.
A little pride in you, okay? And your flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But Jesus, the Lord God, He chooses the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And you see that
Amen.
Many. You see that in the body of Christ, there's not many educated men men that are wise in the ways of this world. They don't come to Christ. You know why? Because they think they smart. And they think they're bad, okay? And they think they're flush. It's puffed up.
Amen.
But God, if you won't be used, then God turns to the weaker ones, okay? He said, well, since you don't want to be used, I use the weaker ones, and I show my glory through them. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. And that's what happened, okay, when Jesus Christ put the hand in his, put the church in the hands of his disciples, okay, and he left, okay, and those after they received the Holy Ghost, they took note that these men that were not learned it, okay? They weren't learned men, okay? They weren't educated. And how are they up there? How are they up there expounding the word of God like that? And they don't have the official training, okay? They haven't gone to my theology school, okay? They haven't got a DD. They haven't got a bachelor's. They haven't got a master's. How are they up there doing that? Expounding the word like that. They're doing it like that because God has chosen the weak things of this world to confound those things. Hallelujah. To confound who? To confound the devil.
Amen.
The devil is always saying, "Oh, you can't do this," because the devil always comes against you and tries to put you down and make you believe like, "Hey, you never went to seminary school. No, you never learned Greek and you never learned Hebrew. You never learned Latin. You didn't learn none of those things." Okay, and then he tries to put you down because you're not educated. You don't have a formal education, so. That's the way that the devil talks, but the Lord will use you if you will humble yourself. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And he wants to come up on your flesh. He wants to come up on your flesh. Hallelujah. And it says, listen to this now. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, what's base? That means things that people don't take any, when they see you, they don't take no notice at all. You ain't nothing to them, okay? You're base.
Yeah.
and things which are despised, okay, has God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. You see that word sanctification and redemption? That was
Amen.
That's what God brings you to, okay? God brings the visible. You know what the visible is, right? And you know what the
Amen.
Invisible is, right? He brings these
Amen.
Two together, okay? The inside and the outside man, he brings them together. And he makes them stand together under what? Under his Holy Ghost, under his Holy Spirit. He uses your flesh, that's carnal. He uses your flesh that is not born again to get victory over Satan through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to First Corinthians, second chapter, the 14th to the 16th verse.
Second Corinthians, First Corinthians chapter 2,
First
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 to verse 16. The word of God said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, but they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ.
See, now that goes along with what the Psalms say. When the Psalms say, God does not think, God don't think the way a man think, okay? And God don't judge things the way a man judge things, okay? And God ain't looking to put nobody down. God really ain't looking to judge you, okay? He don't want to judge you, okay? What is it that God wants? He wants to show his glory. He wants to show
Amen.
His might. He wants to show his power. Because Satan, the god of this world, hallelujah, the god of this world is always putting down the natural man, okay? He put you down before God said, if you do this, he'll curse you to your face. Watch. I bet he's going to curse you to your face if you take that away from him. Watch this. Or if you let this person in his family die, this person's going to turn his face against you. He's going to turn away from you, Lord. If you let his mother die, if you let his sister die, if you let his wife die, if you let her husband die, whatever. Satan is betting on you being so fleshly, so carnal, hallelujah, that he can overcome you in every situation. But that's what Satan does. He goes up and down in the earth, and he takes note of all your weaknesses, and then he exploits all your weaknesses. But God takes your weaknesses, and if you humble yourself, God can make you strong, okay? That's
Amen.
Why he said, let the weak say that I am strong, because you're not going to your own strength. That's why he said, greater is he that be with us than he that be in the world. And more that be
Amen.
For us that be against us, okay? Because we're not leaning on the arm of flesh, okay? We're not leaning on the arm of this world. We're not leaning on our own knowledge, on our own strength, on our own abilities. What are we leaning on? We're leaning on the Spirit of God. both on the inside of our bodies and on the outside of our bodies, okay? So we need to be covered both the inside and the outside, okay? Because that's what we're talking about, okay? We're talking about the dual covering of the in the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Why? Why is it necessary? Why is it so necessary? Because Satan comes against the whole man. He comes against all of you.
Yeah.
But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Why? Because he's walking in the things of God. No man can judge you. Devil can't. The devil might try to judge you, but even he can't judge you. Hallelujah. Let every tongue, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, be brought to, hallelujah. Every tongue, everything of condemnation that come against you, according to what does it say? Every tongue that come against you, that speak against you, you're supposed to do what to it? You're supposed to put it down.
Amen.
Because that's the devil. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. That's what he does. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, why is this so important that Satan, why is this so important that you learn about the upon power and the inner man power, okay? Because you got to get this, brothers and sisters, okay? These are the last days, okay?
Amen.
Remember I told you the earth is going to be on fire and that you're going to have to be able to trust in God totally. And if you trust in him totally now, you'll be able to walk through fire without being burned. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That's God's promise.
Amen.
Okay? And God, or God will deliver you even if he has to by the hand of an angel. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And so I'm telling you these things because you have not arrived yet. We haven't gotten to the place, okay, where we think we can take these things because we don't see them coming yet, okay? We haven't seen these things. We haven't seen the fire sweep the earth, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But you know something. You know when I see those forest fires, that's in California, okay, and I see how that fire sweeps across California, okay, and burns those houses. I goes faster than it races a car. The fire burns that, okay, that it races a car. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What do you think is gonna take? When a lot of the world is on fire, hallelujah, a lot of the world's on fire, and you ain't got no way out. You're looking all around you. You ain't see no way out. You see smoke everywhere. How do you think you're gonna go through that without being? How do you think you're gonna go through something like that? And because you're not getting raptured.
Yeah.
And I hate to tell you that you ain't gonna get raptured. You ain't gonna get raptured. You know why? Because the old church, the first church that Jesus Christ set up, did not get raptured. And if God did it for you, he would have had to do it for them.
Amen.
And because the devil ain't gonna let you get raptured.
Amen.
Not that he had no power over it, okay, but the devil, he would petition God to put you through these tests to prove you, whether you be wood, whether you be stubble, whether you be stone, whether you be silver, or whether you be gold. And I tell you what, you better be silver or gold.
Amen.
Us ain't no silver and gold, okay? We ain't been purified.
Amen.
And so a lot of our works get burned up. A lot of your works is burned up while you standing here on the earth. A lot of your works get burned up because the reason why you're doing your works, a lot of them get burned up, okay? Like if you do your works, if you do the works of Christ because, I'm doing this so somebody can see me. I'm doing it so my brothers can pat me on the back. I'm doing this because I'm trying to get glory, okay? It was one man, and he died, he was 50 years old, and this man was doing all type of, he was doing missionary work, he was the Bible class teacher, he was the Sunday school teacher. He was the preacher, okay? He preached to people in jail, okay? He had so many jobs. He had jobs on top of jobs on top of jobs. He even had orphans. He adopted orphans, so and turned them to Christ, okay? But do you know why this man was doing all these things he did? He was doing them because he was trying to get points. For every time he did something like that, people said, "Oh man, you're the greatest. You're the greatest." Oh, they pat them on the back, right? And that's why he was doing it. So he died at 50 years old, okay? And he went before the pearly gates, okay? You call the pearly gates, okay? I don't know. He went before the pearly gates, right? He died. We went before the pearly gates. He was standing out there, right? And the Lord wouldn't let him in. He said, "Lord, I did all these works." He said, "I've been washed in the blood. I did this, I did that, right?" He said, "I've been teaching. Everybody I know, I've been telling them about Christ, about you." And then Jesus told the angel to tell him that you didn't do that for me. You did that for yourself. And he told him, "You cannot come in here."
Wow.
Hallelujah. A lot of us, we think our works are going to be accepted of God because we sit up there running here and there, okay? And it has to be for the right reason that we are doing it, okay? We have to do it because we love Jesus. That's why we have to do what we do, okay? So he said, he asked Jesus, he said, "Well, Jesus, if there ain't no room up here for me, if there ain't no place for me, can you send me back so I could do it over again?" And Jesus Christ said, "Yeah, you can go back, but only under these conditions, okay?" Jesus gave him conditions that he could go back, okay? He had to when he went back, he had to give up his whole, he had to give up his house. He had to give his house up, okay? Give up everything that he owned. And he had to go on the road with one suit. I mean, with one pair of clothes. Okay, he had one piece, one clothes. Okay, one suit of clothes he had. Okay, and that was all he had. Okay, he had no lot of possessions. And his car, Lord let him take his car, so he can go evangelize. And he had to go evangelize, okay, and tell the message that God had gave him, okay? You know that man did that?
Amen.
He died a little while ago, okay, but he made a tape about how he went there and how God refused to let him in because all the things he did was for a selfish reason. You better find out why you doing what the things you doing, okay, and why you make the choice that you make, okay? Because a lot of people, when they choose churches, according to their desire, okay, according to their feelings, according to their out of flesh. That's how they choose churches. Well, he ain't gonna keep me. He ain't gonna keep me in church all day long. Some people say that, right? You ever heard people say that?
Amen.
I don't want to be in church all day long, preacher. I don't want to be here all day long. I want to get in and get out. That's why a lot of people like to be Catholic, okay? Because they can go, they can come and go in as they like, okay? You go in there, you be in there about an hour. That's all. You just so you show up, okay? Now and then, you get in there. You ask the man to forgive you of your sins, okay? Hallelujah. And then you can go. And he'll tell you, well, say so many Hail Marys and do this, okay? But the reason why people do what they do, that's what God's going to judge you on. Thank you, Jesus. And a lot of people don't understand it, okay? And a lot of people follow men because they know that they have a watered-down gospel. They don't have a whole gospel. Follow that person because they figure that person ain't going to ask nothing of them, ain't going to ask them to sacrifice themselves in any kind of way, but it's going to puff up their flesh and tell them, oh, just be the best person that you can be. Well, that's what they do, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to keep that in mind, okay? When we're talking about this dual application of the Holy Ghost that you need, okay? Both the inside of your man and the outside of your man, you need to cover both places, okay? And we're going to be talking about more about that, okay, later, okay? I'm going to give it back to my brother in Jesus Christ's name. Take it away, bro.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day you have blessed us with, and we thank you for the word that was delivered. I pray, the Lord God, that your spirit would carry to the hearts of those who are listening, that it may be cultivated in their hearts. So, Lord God, we thank you once again for blessing us to be on this broadcast, and we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for this blessed broadcast. Don't forget, at 7 o'clock, we have another broadcast, Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. And tomorrow, my brother and I, we will be back with the Holy Spirit Upon, Part 3. Tune in for tomorrow night advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. As for Brother Robert Gross, this Brother Nathaniel Hunt, we love you all. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
God bless.